Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want winners.
Mullyan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And on the line, we have Radio.com Sports Betting Insider and host of You Better You Bet, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Watch and listen to Nick weekly at 5 p.m. On Radio.com app. Nick hosts You Better You Bet, a Radio.com sports production. Nick, thanks for joining us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal.
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday to you and, of course, the great people of Chicago. Let's dole out some winners here, make some people some money on a football weekend. Looking forward to it.
Oh, we're very excited about that. Let's do it.
Great. You guys tell me, what are we looking at?
Let's start with the NFL, but I want to know, you know, Vegas obviously thinks that this Bears game is, it's a 3-point line. You get 3 for being at home, basically. So they think this is a pretty evenly matched game. How much will Alvin Kamara not being there be a problem if indeed he's not there?
I think it's going to be a major problem for the Saints in this game. Latavius Murray is a decent running back, but he's certainly no Alvin Kamara. This game, I think, is very interesting, and the Bears right now are 3.5-point favorites. This despite the fact that the last time we saw Chicago, obviously you guys know this, they were getting trampled in London a couple weeks ago by the Oakland Raiders of all teams, while the Saints have done nothing but, like DJ Khaled says, win-win-win to Teddy Bridgewater replace Drew Brees. So I think a lot of people are going to look at this spread, and they're going to want to take the Saints here. The fact that the Bears are -3.5 kind of scares me off of the spread in this game, guys. I do think the Bears are going to be able to win this game, but I'm not going to lay 3.5 with the Bears. The bet that I do want to make in this game is under 38.5. I just don't see either team scoring a ton of points in this game. The Saints defense has been very impressive, and I think we're going to see a major, major bounce back from the Chicago defense. Of course, you know, I had an issue with Matt Nagy taking the Bears to London on Friday of that week, and then, of course, they just looked jet-lagged, and, I mean, they got abused by Oakland, and we don't see that happen often to this Bears defense. So big-time bounce-back effort from the Bears defense on Sunday. I don't see the Bears scoring a lot of points either. My preferred play in that game is under 38.5, and I do think the Bears will win the game.
Nick, what other NFL games look like a lock to you, and what did you think of the Patrick Mahomes news in terms of what that did to the Chiefs' Super Bowl odds?
Yeah, I think, obviously, we need to wait to see what the MRI says about Patrick Mahomes, see how much time he's going to miss. Obviously, if it's only a couple weeks, I think the Chiefs are going to be fine. If he's going to be out for the season, then I think, obviously, we downgrade the Chiefs significantly. Maybe almost a trade for Nick Foles when Nick Foles comes off injured reserve and reuniting with Andy Reid, if that's the case. I mean, I'm spitballing, but it's kind of impossible to really say at this point. I can tell you this, though. Well, on You Better You Bet last night, I was on with Joe Ostrowski, one of your guys' coworkers at the Score, and we were kind of bandying about, you know, let's say Mahomes is out for an extended period of time or out for the season now, which team in the AFC now becomes like the second-best team along with the Patriots, because we always presume it to be right to be the Patriots and the Chiefs. And I think we take a look at the winner of this Houston-Indianapolis game on Sunday. This is one of my favorite games of the week that I really, really like. And I like the Colts guys laying a point at home over Deshaun Watson and the Texans. And I think this line is probably an overreaction to what we saw last week with the Texans and the Chiefs. And lest we forget, the last time we saw the Colts, they were on a bye last week. They were also hammering Kansas City at Arrowhead in that Sunday night game. Great game in that one by Marlon Mack. And I just think Frank Reich's a much better coach than Bill O'Brien. It's a short price here. So I like the Indianapolis Colts here. It's crazy to think that the Colts without Andrew Luck could, like, find themselves making a deep playoff run here with Jacoby Brissett. But you look at the AFC, and, like, aside from New England, there aren't really that many great teams. Like, does someone want to make a case for the Baltimore Ravens? I mean, that defense is absolute garbage still. I think there's a case to be made for the Buffalo Bills, as crazy as that sounds. If Josh Allen could give them, you know, semi-competent quarterback play, with the defense being what it is, I think they're very well coached as well. So the AFC becomes wide open, of course, with the Patrick Mahomes injury. As far as some games this weekend, let's make some people in Chicago happy right now, guys. You know what team I absolutely hate this season? And I've got nothing against them, really. I'm a New Yorker, so it really doesn't mean anything to me. But they've really annoyed me this season with how lucky they've gotten in both covering the spread and winning football games. I want to see the Green Bay Packers lose as many games as possible right now. And that's me being a salty better.
Nice.
I like the Oakland Raiders on Sunday to cover that spread at Lambeau and maybe even win the game here. So Green Bay down with MVS, Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, all not going to play in this game. Raiders coming off the bye. Short week for the Packers. Packers got gift-wrapped that game on Monday night. I like the Oakland Raiders guys getting the points in Lambeau, and I give the Raiders a chance to win the game.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I like all that. Are you a Yankee fan or a Mets fan?
Oh, I'm a Yankee fan. This has been an excruciating.
Oh, boy.
But not unexpected, because since 2009, this is what the Yankees do in the playoffs. You know, they get there, they put a million guys on base, and then they don't score any runs. So this is, unfortunately, and I know it sounds like, you know, like, I've seen a lot of five World Series in my lifetime that I'm whining here and I shouldn't be, but I am because I'm an entitled Yankee fan. So yeah, last night was tough, and I think they're going to get annihilated tonight.
Yeah,
dead team walking like the Cardinals were in Game 4.
So Nick, is it your heart or your head giving people advice on Twitter to quote, and I quote you, bet $1 billion on the Astros tomorrow night, which is tonight?
I think that's like the most logical and rational thing I think I've ever said, maybe aside from the $1 billion part. In all sincerity, it was the same thing as the Cardinals-Nationals Game 4 was the easiest game to handicap ever. The Cardinals were dead team walking. And I actually gave them credit because they went down 7-0 and they came back, and that Carpenter actually gave up a go-ahead run in the top of the eighth of Game 4 of the NLCS. The Yankees are dead team walking. It is over. Verlander's pitching to the head on full rest. You think the Yankees are like Aaron Boone is playing with this lineup like he's a child playing house. You know what I used to do? I used to go to the bank my grandfather used to work at. Well, this was back in the day before there were video boards, and they actually put like interest rates on like a thing where you could like actually take the numbers off the board and put them somewhere else. And I used to screw with that board, and I used to get in trouble as a kid. That's basically Aaron Boone with this Yankees lineup. Yo-Yo and Gleyber Torres around in the lineup, like just ridiculous. A-Rod did a great job killing Aaron Boone last night. Cashman and Aaron Boone have got a lot of explaining to do, guys. This is a lost season for the Yankees. Go out and get a freaking ace. Like, enough with this crap. Like, you're the New York Yankees. Just go out and spend some damn money. It's ridiculous. They're going to get killed tonight. I wouldn't advocate betting the Yankees with anyone else's money tonight. No chance. Yankees dead team walking, unfortunately.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a nice rant. What do you like in college?
College, how about I'll give a game tonight. I like Syracuse getting 3.5 at home against Pitt. And Joe O really loved it, and Joe O kind of talked into it, guys. Last night's edition of You Better, You Bet. He loves the under in the Ohio State-Northwestern game, both in the first half and the full game. I like the under for the full game at 50 points. I just don't think Northwestern's really going to be able to score. Other games I like in college football, how about a close-your-nose special? You got to pick a team that you probably don't want to bet on. But Florida State on the road at Wake Forest. This is kind of a game where the line doesn't really appear to make sense, given the Wake Forest has had a better season than Florida State. Wake was a 2-point favorite. I played Florida State getting 2. Florida State's now getting 1. I think Florida State will win that game. And kind of in a similar vein, Oklahoma State's a 3 or 3.5-point favorite at home against Baylor. Baylor's undefeated this year, but I think they're kind of fraudulent. And Oklahoma State, we saw it last year coming off the bye, really, you know, kicks things into high gear under Mike Dungy. I think the Pokes take care of business at home against the Baylor Bears. And in one of the big games, because I just gave you like 2, like, not really big games. I'll take the points with Michigan tomorrow night in Happy Valley against Penn State, getting the 9. I still have some faith in, and maybe I'll regret that statement, but I still have some faith in Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, and I think that line's too big. And the Oregon-Washington game, if you can get 3 with Washington at home as a dog there, I would do it. When Oregon has a clear talent advantage over a team and they can dominate, and Mario Cristobal doesn't actually have to do math in his head and coach, I like Oregon, but Chris Peterson's a million times better coach than Mario Cristobal. And if that game's close down the stretch, Cristobal will find a way to screw it up. So I'll take the points from Washington.
Nick, always a joy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, and go Yankees, even though it's a fait accompli, they will lose. Appreciate it.
Wow.
They won that freakish 103 games during the regular season. That was Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And again, watch and listen to Nick weekly at 5 p.m. Chicago time on the Radio.com app. Nick hosts You Better, You Bet, a Radio.com sports production. Thank you, Nick.
And if he talks too fast, you can rewind listen to what he says.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.